Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Perez, Drescher, on the gate.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to On The Gate Podcast. Derek Drescher, Gio Perez, the Puerto Rican rabbi, the Dominican zombie. How you doing today, Pop?
I f***ed up.
You f***ed up bad.
Yeah, f***ed up. No, not that. I don't give a f*** about that.
yeah, why would you care about your new podcast that was just signed?
My own show platform. That we just signed a contract being late. I f***ed up bad.
This is early for gas, though. Yeah, 9 minutes? That's early.
Yeah, I guess. I was gonna do a Lewis impression, be like, that's it, start it over.
Gio, we have to take umbrage with that comment. We are trying to put forward a better image of Gas Digital as a network, as a host, as people.
Jorge,
who
I'm sorry, I don't
with...
speak. I'm sorry.
That's fine and all. Derek, you were here on time, so
then
that's
how
fine.
How do you guys understand each other?
Thank you, Sagal. Thank you. That's how you start a show off right there.
That's good. I was just trying to figure out what Beetle Jorge looks like right now with those f***ing glasses.
Jorge, put a camera on yourself. You look ridiculous.
You know, I was making
Jorge
myself
Harris.
Laugh.
They have a camera in there? Oh, shit.
Jeez. Oh, yes, my God. You look awesome, dude.
He really, no, he really looks
my
awesome.
Trouble
this is your
seems wow. so far
I was making
away.
Myself laugh, not to, I'm going to do an impression. I hope you guys are okay with it.
Absolutely.
I've heard about the news, the apologies, all that stuff, so I don't want to be doing any impressions and taking over the show or whatever.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Oh, it's out there. It's
hold
out
the
there.
F- what did it's I just miss?
Yeah.
What the
Wait, this is becoming a... this.
No, I was here for Real Ass Podcast a couple days ago, and they were talking about you guys apologizing for having Robbie on, and everybody was laughing. Everybody's laughing about you apologizing for it, and a sincerely apologize. I was like, they're kidding, right? And they're like, no, it was sincere. It was like, Derek's like, I didn't even know the... guy.
He's like, I didn't even want him on.
Bro, if you guys said that about me, I'd kill myself. But
you're the wrong person.
I was laughing to myself because you know how the Beatles have that birthday song? They have a song that's like originally about birthdays, and I was just laughing. I'm picturing them being like, all right, I have an idea. Why don't we make a song about birthdays? They're being like, well, Paul, there's already a birthday song called Happy Birthday. I know. I was just thinking, you know, like something original. Happy Birthday, you know.
Why don't we talk?
And I was just doing that to myself for a while.
And that's how we got the black Happy Birthday. They have their own
Happy
Birthday.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Birthday.
It's just the same. Over and over.
Happy to you. Which is how they do it at Natalie's house.
It's also very cool. It's very cool if you're around a bunch of white people during a birthday.
Right.
And then they sing happy birthday. And then you go, happy birthday. And everyone's like, Brendan's got black friends.
I'm standing culture. In solidarity.
Oh, it's the worst watching white people do that fucking happy birthday song. I watched some lady do it from the stage at the Pear one night. And she's like, you want me to sing the black version of Happy Birthday or the white one? And the lady goes, the black one. So the black comic started doing it.
Right.
And the white lady had no idea where to go after the first Happy Birthday. She's like,
I was there. I walked out.
You were there that night?
Walked out.
Yeah. It was so.
I walked out as soon as they
it
started
made my
black
face
Happy Birthday.
Hurt. Yeah.
Derek's like, I would have killed that Happy Birthday.
So, yeah. The thing that's insane. Funny, my girl, it's like she's doing a show with Reggie Cush. That's the guy that put together me and Gio's rap battle.
I was also there.
Yeah, you were there too.
He was on the lineup.
You were and you were high out of your mind.
Yeah.
And Isaac Knox ripped you a new one.
He ripped me. Yeah, I mean, wait, what? Who was it? No, is that his name?
What was his name?
No,
wait, no.
Did he battle Isaac Knox?
No. I went against, I forgot his name. He was good, though, but he was like, it was funny because he was really good and really serious. And I was like, all right, here I go. But I figured it's a we're doing it for comedy. We are comedians, you know. I didn't think we had to be like, and I speak back stupidy stoop. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was supposed to be funny.
Me and Gio were just threatening the guys that we went against the whole time.
We were the only people that went over. We did 15 minutes.
Oh yeah, bro. I saw
and
the
I
light
appreciate
and
that
I just
too,
kept going
because I was running late. I was coming through the kitchen of Caroline's being being like, is Brendan Sagalow here? Is Brendan Sagalow here? And I'm like, oh. And then Nick Callis, and I've never done a rap battle before. I didn't know you can go up with people. Like, I didn't know people, like, you had, like, you know, hype men.
Yeah,
you can have hype men and stuff. So Nick Callis goes, I'll go up with you. And I was like, huh? And I'm so, I'm like, why?
Just two fucking Down syndrome guys on stage.
The laugh we got. You know, the laugh we got when it was two white guys coming up and like, one of them's a pig. And he's, you know,
the
laugh we got was so great. But it was really funny because Asifo, Alex Asifo, was who I was going up against.
Yeah.
And he was really good, and he was doing his thing, because I guess he's done it before. And I'm laughing because I'm high, and this is hilarious. Yeah. And I turn to Nick, and Nick is also from the rap battle world, where it is very serious, and he's going, he's like, this guy's got nothing, man. And I turn to, because I'm like, ha, 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 and I look at him, and I'm like, am I supposed to be serious about this? Am I supposed to be, like, taking this seriously? Because I'm going to bomb.
Those poor kids we battled came all the way from L.A. for that.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what the spot pay was for that show.
Like, I'm still waiting on it.
Oh, you didn't
no,
get $15?
I got paid.
No, but my girl, she's co-producing a show with Reggie Cush and then another black comedian. But I was like, they were on a call the other day, and I was listening, and she's like, you know, I don't know if I feel comfortable putting myself in this show. If it's a black show, I think it should be for black
people.
I was like, Kate,
God,
you ain't getting up anywhere. Do the fucking show.
Just do it, yeah.
Do the show.
It'll make you stronger.
It'll make you stronger.
Do you remember your bars that you guys had for the other guys? Do you remember any of it?
Yeah. I remember the bars I didn't do because we got caught off.
Look at this fucking guy.
I wanted to go
the bars I didn't do. The music cut off. Fuck a beat. I go a cappella.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell?
We were like, nah, let me finish. I'm like, we only got one verse left.
Dude, that's great. Bro, and as someone who was really high, I didn't expect it to be, and I don't know what other word to use for this. I'm not trying to be racist, but it felt like a fucking jungle. You walked in and people were like,
wow.
But you know what I mean.
Sound effects back.
Can we have a little bit of nuance here and understand where I'm coming from? Okay.
It's beautiful nigga shit.
Exactly. But it was. People were like screaming, and like, I was not prepared. I just came from a show where I was like incredibly high and doing crowd work.
Right.
Where to people sitting and listening, and then you come to this thing where you have to remember lines.
And it's a jungle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said.
I was waiting for what Doug has to say about battle rap.
This table is haunted with racism.
Yeah.
The amount of racism that has been into
white
this
dude's
table.
Battle rap.
This is made from a lynching
cringe.
Tree.
It does?
Just, yeah, it makes me upset. I can't watch it. I look at it, and it's the same thing like with a white dude with dreads. I can't watch it. Just
why?
Because it's just, it doesn't seem natural. It seems fucking horrendous.
You know, Irish people, they had dreads back in the day.
Yeah, that's when they were sailing on ships conquering fucking places. Same thing with the Spaniards. They were the first ones to have dreads were Spaniards. Columbus had dreads when he fucking came over here. Let's be honest, it adapted. No white guys really
he
with
came
dreads.
Over?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like Indians had dreads.
He was like, a-rum-bentum, a-rum-bunting.
I think you got to let the walls down, bro. Be more
accepting,
down, or else you're going to have a daughter one
day. They're down, bro. They're
down.
Shitting all over us right now.
Let the down, yo.
He wants
down.
To build a wall.
Yeah. Trying to build a wall with barbed wire and steps, anything.
The funny thing is that...
And seesaws so the kids can play.
All this shit back in the day about Trump building a wall, we are overrun. We are being overrun right now. It is the exact opposite of what
everybody
was
talking about. Even if you build a wall,
about.
Somebody's going to get around it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You could build whatever you want. They'll build underground tunnels to get to the fucking country.
That's a very like, anti-Semitic, Doug.
Oh, yeah. No, no, not them. Not those people.
I don't know.
We do that in the streets of New York.
My mom called me the other day, and she was like, be careful, because there's migrants, and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like,
She's right.
But
let's not get too convoluted
it's not as bad as she was saying. And it's not like you hear this shit from people that don't even live in this fucking city.
True.
And they're going, you got to watch out. It's run down. It's blah, 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 blah. And then you walk out, birds chirping, people shaking, walking around, going to work. It's not that fucking bad.
Oh, we got positive.
No,
Brandon,
it's not.
Although, I will say,
he's trying to redeem himself for that jungle.
Yeah,
to be super progressive. And I just want to say, a man could be a woman and a woman could be a man. Go ahead, backtrack on everything
you said. Open your fucking minds a little bit, okay? Is this the hill you want to die on? Somebody did get stabbed in my neighborhood the other night, though. I don't know if you saw my Instagram stories. There was literal blood.
Oh, that was real?
Yeah, there was blood and a knife.
You know the guy was released.
He was?
Of course he was.
You're just saying that, though.
I'm
just
saying
that. Yeah, he was.
You're just saying that.
He stabbed another guy the next night.
Yeah, and he got a $1,500 check from the government. Like, yo,
like, you're being released on your own recognizance.
Right. Yeah. It's called the Sagalow Bill. Because he, you know, he's so progressive.
Here's a lease to an apartment, $1,500.
Bro, I might stab somebody and go and have a couple nights in Rikers. But I've done it.
The thing is if I feel like with all of these people being released, I feel like if myself or Gio stab somebody, like, we're not going anywhere. I feel like they would keep us.
No, I don't think they would. No. Gio, they would let go. You, they'll keep.
You think so?
No, you guys are. That
I'm
would be like.
Kept.
No.
Second offender.
I'm already a two-time loser.
Because if you think about your,
they would keep you guys.
Yeah.
I'm a two-time loser.
They would keep
loser,
him for sure. Loser.
And I got two violent felonies.
Yeah, he is.
So
yeah,
I'm
you
fucked.
Guys are going away.
No,
for
no,
30.
But that's not. But then you see the guys who have a rap sheet a mile long, arrested 35 times, charged with this, that, all that.
Yeah, but maybe two felony convictions, and then if you're pending another felony charge, I don't know what the new laws, but they used to no bail.
Yeah, used to. But now, the new AG is just out of her fucking mind.
The Attorney General? Who is it? Who? What's this bitch's name?
What the hell's her name? Is it, I want to say, not Letitia James. Is
Letitia?
Yeah, it is Letitia James.
Oh,
that's right,
boy.
It is, yeah.
Here we go. Get
We're
ready.
Fucked.
Get ready, table. You're about to soak up
they
some
just
more.
Fucking...
I don't like that shit one bit. I don't like that shit at all. Letitia James?
Well, you know what? Everybody deserves an opportunity,
okay.
Derek, right? You know?
All right.
Well, let's have other people have a turn.
Representation.
We'll see what happens.
We tried that in 2004, and look how that turned
out.
Yeah,
well, you know what? It was a different time. We weren't as progressive. We weren't ready for it yet. Now that we have a black woman in power, let's keep her there. It's
but
a
dude,
great
she's
thing.
The worst
Wait,
out yeah. of all Letitia of them. She has like she has thousands of man years, Kamala.
Women years.
Dude, she locked so many people up.
Oh, yeah, she was involved in that nice
really?
Crime bill. Yeah, she was the big AG in California that fucking was completely for the three strikes law. She admitted
death
on
sentence,
tape.
All that shit.
Yeah, she admitted on tape that she had to do whatever she had to do as the or was she the DA, the AG or the DA, one of the two. But she did everything
rate.
She had to do, just to have higher conviction rate, because that's what looks good on your resume, is a high conviction rate, whether somebody's innocent or not. So... she could talk all this shit about being so fucking woke and like, I was that young girl on the bus and all this other bullshit.
Yeah, no, she wasn't.
That fucking twat locked up more people of color, whether they were guilty or not, just so she could like look fucking great on her resume so she can run for office. That's it.
I feel if you look at this right now, it looks like we're interviewing two guys from the Aryan Brotherhood.
Yeah.
That's what I
love.
You know, if you come in a white boy, you gotta join them.
Because white guys, they don't
choice.
Have any other choices. It's not like college.
His interesting tattoos are above the sleeve where you can't see.
Right, I go, oh, you see those little puppy dog? this is the puppy dog Nazis.
That's the golden retriever, the dog of the white supremacists.
Yeah. He's trying to defend his tattoos. Well, it used to be a symbol for the sun.
By the way,
right.
Indians used it.
I just want
to
point out.
This is actually Hitler's dog.
I just want to point out it was the golden retriever. There was a stat years ago that said the golden retriever or the golden lab was the dog of white supremacy.
Really?
Yeah,
I get that
somewhere.
Blonde,
really?
Blonde amazing
blonde.
Dog.
Like, it was fucking
I thought
ridiculous.
It would be the German Shepherd.
Yeah, me too. But you
that
know
it's hacked. That's
you know
like
funny?
Old school fucking
I've
like
owned
racism.
Both.
Yeah, but
fucking,
who's attacked more black people than German Shepherds?
That's true.
The police.
Pitbulls.
Police German Shepherds.
Police dogs.
And they're usually German Shepherds.
Any dog with a badge.
Yeah.
At $60 kilos, that's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along into existence.
Not even 60, Young Buck.
That's right, $60 kilos. That is a kilogram of Kratom powdered, the finest fake heroin in the world, $60. For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and Yo Kratom figured it out. And now, thanks to the sheer brilliance of Yo Kratom, you can get a kilo of Kratom for just $60 and a prescription to the On the Gate podcast. That's OTG. You get a 7-day free trial. How did they solve the legendary 60 kilo problem, Gio?
Well, first off, I just want to mention with $60, you can only get 6 bags of heroin. And at the right person, maybe a bundle.
Maybe you get an extra bag.
And maybe an extra bag. But you're getting an entire kilo of this shit, and it's not as addictive as heroin. It's way more fun. If you're a writer, if you're creative, this will definitely help those juices get flowing in your brain. So it's definitely like a motivator, and it's an enhancer. So you definitely want to do some Yo Kratom and buy the whole key. Don't buy an ounce. Don't buy a gram. Buy the whole kilo. You save money. 60. What is that? You know what I mean? Like an average person can afford that on 3 hours of work.
That's right. Let's go. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, bitches.
Yeah. ACAB, but with dogs. Yeah. ACAB. How do you fit dog cop in there? ADCAB.
All dogs are bastards. ADB.
All dogs.
Wait. ADAB.
All right, we're spending too much time.
I feel like some liberal women would probably be like, oh, it was the police dog? It needs to be destroyed.
Of course. Like those dogs that get retired. Like, did you ever read the comments? Like the police retired dog? And you see all the people comment underneath, like, that dog's responsible for, like, more black people being bit. Put him in jail. All cops are bad. It's a poor fucking German shepherd. Yeah. Guys trying
to fight.
Look,
if we can make a fucking dog mayor, we can give him shit for biting a bunch of black people.
True.
Okay?
It's true.
Yeah, liberal women's love of animals far outweighs their love of their hate of racism.
Yes.
Yeah, liberal women are full of shit, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I never trust those twats. Never.
Yeah, they all got
don't ever trust a liberal white bitch.
So, me and Brendan were having a conversation before the show started. Jorge was playing some Italian rap for the people waiting for the show. And Sagalo was like, he's like, oh, this is good. And I'm like, oh,
don't,
come on, man.
See, okay, you're already putting my weird voice on it. You're putting what you saw through your eyes out there. And it's very interesting that I went, I like this. And you're hearing it as... Yeah, I like this. It's so good. It's like, you know.
And I say to Brandon, I go, well, Brandon is a real rapper. So he's like, yo, I respect it. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I dabble in the arts a little bit. But I do, there is rap.
The dark arts.
The dark arts. Yeah. Yeah, I do a little black magic. I do a little black magic myself. But there's rappers I don't think are good.
Big in hip hop news today, right now, as we speak. And Diddy I've removed all both of their musics from my Spotify playlist.
Music.
What, Drake signed that guy?
No, Diddy and Meek Mill.
Meek Mills, you heard the video?
Now, there's an audio that came out today. There's an audio.
Do we have it?
Jorge, I need you to pull that up, or Natalie, whichever one of you is on it.
If you don't have it, give me one
no
second.
No fucking way.
I just played it.
What
a
the
second
hell was the
ago.
It
came out a week ago?
The gender neutral Voltron in there.
That's good. I like that.
Natalie.
If you have it, send it to me.
I'm sending it right now.
Oh, you have not sent it yet?
No, I think I might have sent the
he was driving.
With all that time in the car.
Exactly. Yeah, you would think.
Yeah, you could text and drive. Come on.
You would think. Now, I will say that I did used to like Meek Mill. And then, you know, we talked about this last week also.
Never really liked him.
And then I started to not like him once he was crying about doing a year in jail. It's a fucking year. Shut up.
Right.
Go do your fucking time. You violated felony probation fucking 20, 30 times.
What did he do to get into jail?
Somebody got shot.
He was riding a dirt bike. It was a dirt bike thing. Somebody got shot
while he was riding the dirt bike. And
I thought it was over a dirt bike.
It was over a dirt bike. Yeah, it was like stealing a dirt bike, and then he got like a 10 years probation.
He took a
bullshit plea.
They threw the book at him.
Yeah.
I mean, not really. Dude, he violated it so many times. Anyway,
that's besides the point.
Yeah. So he gets a year. Everybody's crying. Oh, we got to get him out. Dude, you did a year. You're not fucking Nelson Mandela. Yeah. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, but also, this is like at the peak of your
Mandela
career.
What a reference
and you go,
that was.
It would help his career.
Thank you,
Tupac.
Sarah.
Street
cred, motherfucker.
Career, and you write an album in the fucking can.
You're going to go to jail for
Little
a year and say you're a political prisoner?
Yeah, Lil Wayne went to Rikers for a year. Yeah, what was that, 6 months? How long did he do? 8 months.
So Lil Wayne was fucking brilliant.
But Lil Wayne has been in the peak of his career until today, he's still nice. When Lil Wayne went to Rikers,
he didn't say anything. He just went.
He just went. Yeah. You know, this motherfucker's gonna be happy when I get out.
But also, he had no choice.
A little lazy in the house.
So this is the thing.
He had no choice though.
When you get sentenced, you have no choice.
Yeah, there's no like when people. The dumbest question people always ask me. It's not where you were raped or you know did you smuggle shit. It's always, how did you do it? And it's like, you have no choice. Yeah. It's not like, it's like, what would you do? Like, how do you, I'm like, you either kill
yourself.
I prayed
every day. I read Machiavelli.
I read Game of Thrones. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? A lot. Right. Off a lot.
You work out a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I you got to do what you got to do.
Make grilled cheese
right?
on the radiator.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I
compromise.
Yeah, you compromise.
You compromise.
You wanted to fuck a woman.
But, you know, then Jay-Z.
Depends on where you go.
Jay-Z comes out looking like a fucking old Basquiat fucking on courthouse steps saying, we got to get this guy out. Do you got the audio? All right, let's play this. And this is what these people were defending.
The sucking sound.
So just to get
homosexual activity.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck my ass, nigga. So this was from a security
play
guard.
It again. Play it again.
Wait, how the fuck
know.
You know that's real?
Yeah, I wanted
it could be from porn.
I wanted to sink into people's heads.
You could clearly hear Meek Mill say under his breath, I used to pray for times like this to rhyme like that. And it was a matter of a time I spent in like the...
Yeah, but you don't know it's those two guys.
So this was from one of...
That's the thing. That could be from porn. Or
this came... No, because this came from the lawsuit, right? Where there's actual video of this.
Okay.
This is audio from
This is what I
want
to hear. I'm not trying to be a cunt. I'm just trying to, like,
this
you know...
Is, so one of Diddy's bodyguards...
We would need to see the video.
Oh, it will come out.
Yeah, we'll need to see the video.
Just, there was,
there
was a still picture of it where it looks like Diddy is laying on top of Meek Mills on a bed.
I don't understand why black guys would want to be gay. I mean, they already got enough shit going on. Because
they
want to
sell those records.
Yeah, they want to make it in hip-hop.
That's what they got to do. They got to suck the figurative.
Well, they saw Lil Nas X blow up. And they were like, shit, I'll suck the devil's dick. I don't care.
Well, that's
I'll
all willing.
On Satan.
At least Lil Nas X had the fucking guts just to be like, I'm gay.
Yeah. Because his guts was already torn out.
That's true.
And I don't think
his guts were mashed.
That's funny, yeah. Lil Nas X... I don't know much about the guy, but it doesn't seem like he's from a place where you can be murdered for that. You know,
he
like Meek Mill is like Philly, like...
Wait,
like
where's Lil Nas X from?
I don't know.
Probably
I mean, but just where...
He's not a hood dude.
No, but he was saying that it's not fucking, like, it's
but
not
But I'm just saying,
he's
like,
from Georgia,
culture-wise.
Utah, you're gay and black.
It's
that's
a different
a,
time.
Culture-wise.
It's a different time right
go ahead,
now.
Go ahead, Natalie.
Georgia.
Natalie is the...
He's a Gen Z guy. Lil Nas X
is and he's younger than me.
Lil Yachty got away with having two guys kissing on his album cover.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean? It was like a movie theater, and there's just two guys kissing in the background. Yeah.
And also, like...
Lil Yachty did that?
Birdman kissed Lil Wayne and stuff, like...
But that was controversial.
That was
people were like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah,
and even back then,
dude. How did fucking Lil Wayne survive that,
bro? When you got bars, get away with being gay.
I kiss my daddy. Don't give a fuck. Natalie, what were you gonna
smooches.
Say? Natalie is the reigning authority on homosexuality.
Oh, I was
activity.
Just saying that Lil Nas X is from Georgia, which does not seem like a very
that's
not
a progressive
place.
But there's a difference
what
in the
mean?
Culture. Like
that's the gayest
I
black
think
state in the world.
Atlanta like, might be, but
Atlanta,
not Georgia.
But was that Georgia?
Oh yeah, but I mean, just because he's black doesn't mean he's from Atlanta.
I mean, listen, bro.
What part of Georgia is he from?
But that's where he's from.
He's from
Lithia Springs.
I don't
Lithia
even know what that is.
He probably experiences homophobia and racism in a different way, where in like Meek Mill's culture, it's like the homophobia is like,
real.
It's like, you can't be that. Yeah. Like there's probably in Georgia, this is all me just guessing.
Yeah.
But in Georgia, where he's from, it's probably like, oh, you're gay, whatever, you know, like. Jesus Christ. But like
here's
in
a Bible.
Philly, it's like, yo, we'll fucking beat the shit out of you.
We'll
now
kill
again,
you.
Fucking guy, I fucking don't know what I'm talking about, but you know.
Well, bro, you all know what you're talking
what
about.
Am I going to not
Philadelphia
talk?
Philly seems is a, like the most homophobic city.
Like urban area. Dude, I don't know what he's about
Boston.
Philly. Dude, I will be like going through my
Philly.
Reels or my
like
YouTube shorts
more,
and it's always the Philly news. Like 15 people were murdered last night.
Yeah.
Like the Philly.
Or you see like the videos of like all the bums and junkies lying in the fucking streets of Philadelphia.
And it's gonna be
Philly,
like that soon here.
Philly's,
70 degrees, baby.
Philly's biggest comedian right now, his whole thing is like, that's gay.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Shane.
Brian Beezer. Brian Six.
We gotta have Beezer on here one of these
days. He's coming on soon.
And then the weather turning nice now. That means that a lot of people don't know this, but
that means the Jews are actually acting right.
Yeah, Passover soon.
Yeah, right. We gotta have
time to get in line. Time for the apples and honey.
Oh yeah, I'll do it.
So what's gonna happen now is that once it's warm like this and it's in the 60s in the evening,
the migrants are going to go fucking wild.
Well, it's that.
Oh,
and
I
then,
can't wait to see
and then,
that.
And then the criminally insane, they don't need to stay in the shelters anymore because it's warm. They could stay outside.
So it's going to be out in the streets.
Is there
going to
be
migrants.
A giant battle between the migrants and the bums?
100%.
That'd be fucking fun. But you know, I can't wait to see
that. Let
New
kill
York
each
City
other?
Is infamous for getting, like, the crime goes up when the heat goes up.
Yeah, that's anywhere, though. Like, once it gets hot, like, naturally, crime goes down in the winter and everything. That's why when Trenton was bragging, like, hey, we haven't had people shot in 3 months. It's like, yeah, it's cold out, you
moron.
It
was December through February.
No shit.
And that's just how New York is.
Migrants, like, family people? Like,
no,
all of them.
They
are
not.
Like, aren't they just...
Yo, what has gotten into you?
I'm just saying, bro.
Are you making an apology?
I'm not taking my fucking political advice from two felons and the guy from A Bronx Tale, okay?
No,
I'm not fucking... I'm trying to have an open mind here. I've been living in this city for 14 years.
I've been here my whole fucking life.
And you've learned nothing.
You have learned
nothing.
But you put on the rainbow liberal blindness. That's all you did.
I'm just saying. There's
no, they're not families. A lot of them are Asians.
There are people, but not all of them are good.
Of course.
Not all
a
of
lot
them,
of them are not.
But not all of us are good.
No, that is true, but
what
we're
mean?
Citizens.
We're all great people. Yeah, we belong here.
At least if we get
might
arrested.
Not be good, but this is our country we get arrested.
Yeah. And if we get arrested, we're not going to get released right after. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're still going to get
processed.
I just
don't want to be, you know.
The thing is.
I'm not sitting at this table saying racist shit.
No.
I know. I love it.
This is carved from a lynch tree.
I'm just kidding. Like, I tried to. I thought that would be funny.
No, it was hilarious.
No, you guys took it seriously.
No, but you know.
No, I'm not either. I'm not either.
He's been on such a. You've been on such a tear the whole show of being like, I'm not saying this, but what I am saying, jungle music.
See,
is not that.
Dude,
what
saw,
are we doing?
I saw,
you know that's what he
I
said.
Mean,
that's
what are we doing?
I know. I love the fact
I have hidden racism where it's
yeah. You're from Long Island, bro.
Old traditional.
Embrace your Long Islanders. Yeah. You moved out of Long Island and you forgot your ways. Yeah. You forgot your ways, bro.
That's true.
Remember where you're from, bro.
Yes,
that's true. That's
like Malcolm
true.
X said, you
he'll
can never,
never forget
trust
where
the
he's
white
from.
Liberals. They are like the Fox.
Did he actually say that?
Malcolm. Oh,
Malcolm X said he said never trust white liberals. They're like the fox. Unlike the wolf Republicans, where that you could see them coming, a fox acts like he's your best friend, smiles in your face, and then attacks.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Be a wolf, not a fox.
And where's Malcolm X now? Just kidding.
You out there getting fucked up. You out there drinking, doing blow, doing mushrooms, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and just waking up the next day feeling like shit. Well, guess what? We got something for you that can make that next day feel so great. It's called Capsulate, all right? Capsulate, it prevents feeling awful the day after drinking and using drugs and homosexual activity. You got to take it before, or you can actually take it while you're getting fucked up. It's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated. It supports your liver. Toxic byproduct of alcohol is the cause of symptoms of a hangover, and Capsulate's going to knock that shit right out of you.
All right. If you want to use Capsulite and get 30% off, use promo code GAS. Once again, use promo code GAS, G-A-S, and get 30% off of Capsulite.
Back to the show. That is going online. That is the one.
Of course.
Right? No, but that's
and
honestly,
where are the Romans now?
That's,
you're looking
that's,
at him.
That's what he gets for preaching peace.
He was killed by his own people.
Yeah.
Anybody who preaches that old what Patrice point, anybody who preaches peace always ends up dying.
Yeah. Jesus,
you never want to see Donald Trump.
I,
you
I read,
know,
I read his
people.
Book. Bro, Malcolm X.
I bet he will
is
be shot.
One of the best books ever.
I could. I think he can't be shot only because it's too obvious.
His skin is too thick.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Ooh, his skin, he'd be didn't hurt.
Tougher than leather.
No,
yeah.
They tried to shoot me. They couldn't kill me again.
Yeah.
There was a liberal bullet.
Shot me nine times. Couldn't even kill me.
Many men.
Many men wished death upon me.
Lord, I don't cry no more.
Did you guys know?
This guy no more.
Did you guys know that 50 Cent was only shot 2 times?
Technically, I've been shot
more
than 50 Cent.
I let my watch talk for me. My whip talk for me. My gat talk for me.
Plow,
what's up, homie?
To the bitches who don't know me.
That album fucking rules.
Yeah. Oh, Power of a Dollar?
No. Get Rich or Die Trying.
Because that's an
that
album.
That's from, that line is from
Power of a Dollar.
But he reused that for the... Yeah.
People forget.
Well, Power of the Dollar never actually had a real release because it was like right after he got shot, and then he got dropped by his label.
Yeah,
50. Mm. They were trying to blacklist him in the industry.
No, I know. Blacklist
I know.
Yeah. They blacklisted.
Yeah, Irv Gotti and what was the name?
Oh, Life on the Line.
And that other fucking Benzino too. That the one that fucking Eminem is still going after.
Dude, I remember the day he got signed to Shady Records. Fucking Star and Buck Wild. Star just goes, "What is going on?" He goes, "They do not just give Negroes $1 million signing bonus."
Bro, I listened to 50 Cent's book, by the way.
50 Laws of Power?
No.
That's
no, no. What is it? Maybe. What? I don't know. I don't know what
it's
called.
It was with him and Robert Greene.
No, it wasn't that. It was the one after. He wrote one about, like, he's got a bunch of, like, it's like a self-help book, and it is it's
Hustle
really
Harder?
Good. Hustle Harder.
I didn't read that
and, one. And it's hilarious because he's talking shit on G-Unit a little bit. Yeah. He's like, he's being incredibly honest about the places that, like, Lloyd Banks and Tony Yayo went.
They're
he's
not
like,
in good places.
You know, they're just not 50 Cent. And he's like, I tried to set them up. They still wanted to sell crack. You know, there was like there was a moment in that where he's like and Tony Yayo was like, we can take this money from our record, turn it into buy drugs and flip that, and 50 Cent was like, we're not doing that anymore. And he says it in the book.
We don't have to.
Yeah, he's we're not doing this asshole. Anymore.
Tony Yayo lives out in Suffolk. Like, I know where his house is.
Tony Yayo, when I worked at a Fridays in by the Walt Whitman Mall in Long Island. Oh, I don't know if you know Walt Whitman Mall. He came in and he was there. He was like, they were like, oh, Tony Yayo. They were saying, it's like, Tony Yayo loves this place. He loves this place. And he came in, he was like, I fucking love this place. I mean, he didn't say it, but you could see it on his face.
The mall. Yeah. Dude, Ralph Macchio and Tony Yayo live like about 2 minutes driving.
Oh, really? So they both have big houses?
Tony Yayo has a nice house.
Tony Yayo for sure.
He has a nice,
nice
house.
So
he has a very nice
house. Maintained his money.
Well, Miller Place,
both Tony Yayo and Lloyd Banks. He owes 50 Cent a lot of money. And you ever see the call when 50 goes, you're going to have to start paying me back? And Tony's like, come on, man.
Really?
He's like, you want me to shoot somebody? I could pay you back like that.
That's good. Right on a phone call.
That's loyalty. That's
Jesus Christ. Why don't you just make a song about it? 50 wanted me to shoot somebody. Oh, good. That's another fucking conviction.
See, so when Derek makes it off his, internet stuff, I'm gonna be like, yo, who you need me to shoot? Yeah. Stage time.
We just need you to
come on
time.
Off
that's
my
all
internet stuff?
Off your internet bullshit.
Off that horse shit that you do.
Use my sketches.
Oh, your little
well thought out, well wrapped in his art.
Your little scripted Shamu versus
my sketches
Wu
that
Wong
I write
Ju?
In 6 minutes.
What is that? That's a sketch?
No, we did a sketch before.
Can we read this? Can we do a reading?
I mean, Bassam wrote this.
So I'm going to be Lee. You're going to be Derek.
No.
Let's do this.
This is so gay.
Why is this gay?
Go ahead.
Oh, your well thought out shit?
Go ahead.
So you're going to be Lee and I'll be Derek.
I'm Lee.
Yeah, but you got to have somebody else do this part.
Bassam.
So you'll be Bassam. You got to do the
Indian.
It's
very short.
I refuse to be a Muslim. I refuse to act
I hope this pays off.
No, it's going to be
I'll
terrible.
Never play a gay or
it's
or
called
Muslim.
Okay, this is the last scoop.
All right.
Written by Derek.
Hold on, no. do this one. Hold on. He's missing a page.
Oh, I'm missing a page.
Pages? Yeah, there's two pages.
Just give him the first one. We only got to start.
Well, I don't know my fucking lines.
Give him the front one. Give him the front one. Yeah, there we go.
And right, who I'm Lee.
Yeah.
You're Lee. You're
okay.
Lee.
Welcome to Around a Burrow. Is Lee Asian?
No, he's black.
Oh.
Can you do him an Asian voice, though?
No, I'll do it in a black voice. Welcome to Around a Burrows. I'm Lee Valentin. And with me is Shams and Woj. Bassam and Derek are shown.
He's Bassam, I'm Derek.
Gentlemen, what is the latest news in the NBA?
My sources tell me that Ben Simmons is out
you
there.
You sound
for
like
the
yourself.
Year.
No, I'm out. You don't even sound like
my sources.
I'd be sweating my balls off if I were you. Just
I'm
a bunch
upset.
Of people.
My sources.
First of all, I did a revisionary. I go, my sources tell me Ben Simmons is out for the year with a black nerve injury. Excuse me, I mean a
black
back
nerve.
A back nerve injury. Because it's racist Woj. Our listeners don't care about
you're
this.
You're Bassam. Read Bassam.
It's much funnier that we power through this and you're having a panic attack. It's so funny.
My sources tell me Meek Mill blew out Simmons' back while yelling, this is for Philly.
That's right. Always get the latest from my dude Shams. Derek is visibly frustrated. All right. I don't even know how to pronounce this.
Enough.
Yeah. Don't ever say well thought out ever again.
My internet stuff.
Let me tell you something.
Your internet stuff that you just crumpled
First
up.
Of all, that internet stuff helped
if
me sell out.
If you can't read these scripts in front of people, then you don't care about the art at all.
And you know what? That's absolutely true. I don't give a fuck about the art one bit. At this point, all I care about is can I get a couple bucks in my pocket?
Yeah.
It will be funny, though, if you call him and you're like, Gio, I'm going to have to start getting that money from you. Come on, man.
Derek, man, no.
I'm stuck in traffic.
Bro, DoorDash ain't paying the same, man.
I just parked. I'm walking up from 14th Street.
When he said 8th Street, I'm like, where the fuck? How
you didn't
far
even
away
say
8th
Street. You said 8th. I was like, 8th Avenue?
No,
I thought it was 8th Avenue.
I said 8th. I meant 8th Avenue.
Oh, maybe that's what he said.
Drugs on the brain. 8th Avenue.
I see.
Oh, gotcha.
Dominican accent threw me off.
What's this other thing that you had ready for us?
Oh, bring up the videos. I think I sent this to you, Jorge.
I just thought about the Meek Mill Diddy thing.
Well, how do you feel about
that's
it?
How we got it.
As a rapper yourself.
As a liberal rapper.
As a liberal rapper.
I think it's wild. That's like crazy. I mean, people have been saying Diddy is gay for years. I'm not surprised about that.
But Meek Mill getting his back blown out is nuts.
I can see that. I mean, let's take Meek, like, let's get him out of his neighborhood where he grew up in, and now look at rich Meek Mill. He is kind of gay.
Right.
Mm. He's like, you know, that picture of him by the pool with French fries all over his legs, it's like, there's something gay about it.
Feminine energy.
He has feminine energy.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying this, and it's pretty hack at this point, but doth protest way too much on Twitter. He's going, I ain't gay. I love pussy.
Yeah, yeah. I ran red lights for it. That right there.
Yeah.
Is,
that's like you say, he's overcompensating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little too much.
It's right.
You go.
So, okay.
But if he did come out, his fucking career would go a lot further than it is now.
I think he would lose everybody he has now.
Yeah.
And then he would need the support of a newer group of people.
But you don't think he'd sit there and be applauded by all like the media, every other fucking left-leaning industry? Be like, oh,
I don't think anybody would give a shit.
No.
You don't think so?
That's all about...
Because you got to realize who he's involved with, too. Diddy has been accused of some horrible things right now. So.
It's also like that is all up to his PR. Mm-hmm. All this thing of like, you think that we work in this hive mind of... No, we're told what to think.
Yeah.
So if he came out and then the PR people had a bunch of AI channels and stuff start applauding, then that narrative would start.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he would have to do that. He'd have to set that up. If he just came out, it'd be like, whatever. He could lose his career. Mm-hmm. He could just like not be that guy anymore. He would lose all his friends. He'd lose maybe his bodyguards and stuff and just live in fucking Florida, Fort Lauderdale, walking around being gay.
That's fine too.
So when I was younger, I ran with a couple dudes who were gay and they were out. And they did it at a time when it was not okay.
Yeah.
But they were also violent criminals.
Yeah.
So nobody ever.
That's a script.
Yeah. Nobody ever said anything. Because people be like, yo, man, like Danny and Steve are gay, right? And I'd be like, nah, man.
Like, they just dress like that.
Like, yeah, they're
like vibrant colors in the
like,
summer.
Yeah, they suck each other's
Don't
dicks, but they kill people too, man, you know?
Yeah.
I don't see what the problem with it. It doesn't bother us.
Yeah. And then,
one of my favorite scenes of Sopranos is when they're talking about Vito.
You knew Vito was a Ricky Yoon.
The weight loss?
Yeah.
AIDS?
Nobody's got AIDS. I don't want to hear that word again.
Yeah. Nobody got AIDS. Yeah. And I don't want to hear that word again.
I like to drag him behind my truck right now. Would you fucking take it easy, fucking Judge Roy Bean?
Dude, I will say if there's one celebrity's death that I'm actually upset about and sad I will not get to see him anymore is James Gandolfini.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I mean,
there's a couple. There's James Gandolfini, MCA from the Beastie Boys. Like, they're never going to do
the same.
They're never going to be the same, obviously. And Mac Miller, too. It's like.
I wasn't a big fan of him.
That one we can let go.
Go ahead.
They're selling the bench from the last scene of The Sopranos, which is at a restaurant near my house.
Already sold it.
And last time I checked, it was like $80,000.
My friend made a bid on it. He got shot down.
What did he bid? Fucking
$20.
It sounded like he got shot down.
First Snapple fact.
I thought he said he got shot down.
He goes, look, I got a couple of Pokemon cards in my closet.
$82,000.
Ninja Chop?
82,000.
$82,000.
$82,000?
You were a Big Mac Miller guy, huh?
Yeah, Big Mac Miller.
I see it now.
How old are you, Brandon?
I see it.
18. I'm 32.
Oh, okay.
I thought Brendan was my age.
I did.
No.
Not because of how you look.
He was that old.
I don't think you look old at all.
Thanks.
I didn't think he was that old. I just thought like he was at least like 36.
You know,
I
carry myself.
Yeah, I thought you was like mid-30s.
They do look like 40s. Two full-grown babies over there, don't they?
Yeah. We kind of
like, he looks like he's like your age. He looks like he's your age. No, like if he grew out his hair, there'd be some gray there.
Oh, if I grew it out, I would definitely
look
57.
We look like we're in a tricycle gang.
If you have four wheels, you're out.
Give me all your jawbreakers. Where's the bubble gum?
Airheads, only the blue ones.
And as we always say, no black people. Come on, let's go to the milk bar.
Or whatever the fuck.
Let's go get some nerd ropes.
Let's go get some root beer floats.
Come on, let's go. Yeah. It is Halloween.
Come on, let's get a grilled cheese.
I always loved how old people talked about, like, soda fountains, like they were actual fountains.
Yeah, they were fucking
like it was like a water fountain.
Right.
But that's all they had.
You get yourself a quarter, you had the soda fountain all day.
Yeah.
Or you go and get yourself a nice egg cream. It was refreshing, especially in July when you watch the fireworks.
An ice cream float.
Yeah. Especially when those fountains were segregated.
Yeah. The whites only tasted a lot better than the black ones.
Right.
Yeah.
I hate black licorice.
I hate black jelly
black
beans.
Jelly beans.
Black jelly beans suck. Black licorice
suck.
Black pepper is worse than salt.
Black magic.
I do like Mexican beans.
Especially ones that jump.
Jump over the wall.
No, I'm I went too far.
Over the river.
That was perfect.
That was good.
I went too far.
By the way, are those Funyuns you just pulled out of your fucking pocket?
Yeah.
Of course you did. That is some prison fucking.
I've never had Funyuns in prison.
Well, they have the not.
They have onion nose.
Yeah. In prison, they're called not fun. Yeah.
Brandon Sagalow, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back.
Do we have a sound effect?
What are we doing here? I want monkey screeching as our sound effect from now on. I don't want the applause. I want monkey screeching. That's close.
A black laugh.
That was Marlon Wayans, ladies.
It's called Scary Movie Laugh.
All right, what's this other thing you got pulled up for us now?
Did you guys show the feminist getting beat up?
No, let's watch that. I would love to
see. Is it a male feminist?
No. It was a guy getting beat up at a feminist rally.
I just thought we're going to see Sagalow in the background like, that's not right.
No, come on.
No, I don't go to protest because
I'm just trying to get to my spot.
When I go to the side that I agree.
Hello there, responsible adults over the age of 21 and girls who are 18 and older, living in states where Delta 8 is legal and prostitution. You want to get high, really high, super duper. Legally high? Well, now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 that will not make you gay.
Yeah, I smoked one of those joints here, one of those YoDelta, Delta 8. What was it? You know, YoKratom? Mm-hmm. Or was it YoDelta?
I think it's
I'm already
company.
Fucking it up. But yeah, I smoked because I smoked that YoDelta joint
that
on the way here.
He is so fucked up from it that he can't even talk right now.
I can't even read.
Yeah, I took their vape and their gummies and it knocked my dick in the dirt.
Oh, dude.
Literally.
Yeah. It knocked my dick right into my own ass. That's how fucked up I got.
So it made you gay for yourself.
It made me, I turned into a self-loving homosexual.
Self-homosexual, self-loving. So if you're over the age of 21, you're living in the majority of states where this is legal. Go to YoDelta.com, stock up on the Delta 8. What's Delta 8, you say? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high at YoDelta.com. You can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stone needs. I could tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products would be taking. I can't see that because our things. Responsibly. Don't take them responsibly. Take them irresponsibly. Get super, super fucked up. Get like crazy with it. So once more.
Once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Here we go. 25% off. Good for the Jews.
By the way, I don't have any political affiliations,
yeah,
okay?
Dude. It's all right, man. Lean very left. It's okay.
I'm just trying to
I'm independent. I lean conservative. Yeah.
You're trying to hide your Long Island origin, which I don't like.
You should hear him off the mic. Yeah.
You say you're from Merrick, right?
I do care about people, though.
Man attacked by feminists.
Oh, actually,
but you guys...
me and you, we enjoyed an old dad joke.
What?
An
which
old
one?
Street joke.
Oh, right. Oh, you,
what was that
you
street
saying
joke?
All the,
I'm just curious.
It's a great street joke. Yeah. It's, what is it? a black guy, a Jew, and a white guy are all walking on the beach.
Yeah.
And they find a genie's lamp, and they rub the lamp, and a genie comes out and says, I'll give you all one wish. And the Jew says, I want all my brothers and sisters back in Israel. And the black guy goes, I want all my brothers and sisters back in Africa. And then the white guy goes, you tell me all the blacks and Jews are out of America? I'll have a Coke.
Yeah. And then I did the unedited version with
Brandon. Right, the one that's the real one, which is you say, you know, all those bad words.
Yes.
All those words that can shut, you know.
Those hurt words.
The
words
that,
those
hurt.
Words that hurt. And cut
the hurt
razor.
Words.
The ones we will only use on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Which is in 10 minutes. I'll re-say the joke on the Patreon.
I wanted to say it so bad.
Amazing.
Well,
we should. That's what we should do. That's what the behind the paywall is,
oh, wait.
Guys.
This is behind the paywall.
No. Right now it is.
Oh, it is?
Paywall?
So go ahead. Tell the joke.
No, don't make me censor
it. It is already?
Until next Monday, it's behind the paywall.
Oh, wow.
All right, pull up this thing that Gio has. Man attacked by feminist fights back.
So he's just trying to get through to order his Panera.
Wait, and this is a Spanish guy, too.
This is some DoorDash guy. And they're like, you can't go through here.
Is this in California?
I think this is in New York.
A lot of Asians.
What the fuck is going
on
here?
No, that's not. Wait, that might be in these. Where the fuck? What building is that?
Well, is he just trying to like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's just trying to work.
Yes.
He's fucking breaking his
balls. Bro, he's taking on like 15 girls right
now. Let's go. I love that he's doing the let's go. He's like, are you not entertained?
Yeah.
Take down. There you go. You got to scoop the legs, though, you fucking idiot.
You're
I just saw
lose,
Natalie
bro.
Go flying.
No, women who are... No, women, it's different. Like, you punch one really hard, then the rest stop.
I mean, dude, he's outnumbered.
Yeah.
He's outnumbered.
And he's still standing.
This,
wait,
I
are they
feel
stomping
like this happened
him?
In
oh,
another,
my God.
This looks like it happened in another
That's why I
country.
Thought it was California.
Yeah, this is
Asians.
Not America.
This is probably France.
Yeah.
South America?
France.
Wait, the signs the sign are in say? Spanish.
The signs are in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. So maybe, okay. Read. Maybe it's Spain.
These Spanish women getting a little too fucking big for their britches, huh?
So
a little
this
bit.
Is in Barcelona.
A little bit. It's Barcelona? Oh, okay.
Barcelona.
I support him fully. I mean, he's just trying to work.
Well, yeah, it is annoying when, like, protests are blocking off people that are just trying to go to work. You ever see that video where... this happened recently where people were like laying in the street on like right in front of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yes.
And this guy was like, I gotta pick up my fucking daughter. Yeah. Like he's like freaking out justifiably. And, you know, to their credit, they were like, okay, all right, let this guy go. Yeah. And then I'd be behind him going, I also have to pick up my daughter.
I have to go to court to get custody. Yeah.
I'm like missing McDonald's breakfast. I'm like, I also have to get my daughter.
It's 10:15, goddammit.
I got 15 minutes.
10:15. The last Egg McMuffin before you get to that angry black lady. We stopped serving at 10:30, sir. You can't have a hash brown.
McDonald's are now a haven for violence.
It is. They always have been.
It's always been.
I mean, every fucking McDonald's I've ever been to in New
Chuck
Jersey, like past like 2 a.m., once the bars let out and all that bullshit, always fights breaking out there.
Yep.
Always.
I mean, one of the most
saw a
famous
good one in Long Island one
violent
time. Oof,
McDonald's wow. became a comedy club.
That's true.
Which one?
The Cellar.
Oh, the Cellar bought the McDonald's.
Dude, that one, if you just stood out there like at 1 o'clock in the morning.
You'll get robbed.
You just no, you just watch through the fucking window and some bums are fighting some black lady at like 2 a.m. It was fantastic. It's fucking great.
She's just swinging her purse.
Yeah, dude, I would just love watching. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a problem.
This is why you got to embrace your Long Island roots and realize this.
Long Island
is
pretty is more liberal than you
it
think,
is a
bro.
Shittle.
No,
the city.
Yeah,
most of it is mostly conservative.
I mean,
yeah, Long
it's
Island
like
goes
purple.
Red in those caucus fucking votes.
What did you say?
It's purple.
No, purple's a real. You never heard that?
No,
you never heard that.
It's when it's mixed. Like blue and red.
So wait, is that
purple?
So it's
that's
a swing area,
term.
Right?
Yeah, it's like Cleveland
kinda.
Is very purple.
Really.
Yeah. West Virginia, very purple.
It's more, I mean, it leans red, but it is like, I mean, my mom got thrown off Twitter for saying she wants Laura Ingraham's head on a pike. Ooh. Like, my mom is
that's
very liberal.
Great.
Who's Laura Ingraham?
Just a that, news person or
she's,
something.
She's that chick on Fox that took over Tucker Carlson's spot.
Oh, Tucker Carlson's not on TV anymore?
No.
He's
on
Twitter. He's internet. Internet
yeah.
guy.
He just interviewed Putin.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was
that
fucking
was really
retarded
good.
Because like I was sitting there trying to listen.
I was like, it was good, man. Informational.
That was good because he was just shitting on Tucker Carlson. He's like, it, like when it translates, because he's speaking
Russian.
Yeah,
but what are you
Russian?
Supposed to say? Hey,
and then
fuck
he goes
you,
like,
Putin.
He goes like,
I think it's so cute. You're simple-minded. Yeah. You simple-minded Americans think now, like that. And then he'll answer his question by shitting on Tucker Carlson.
Right, and that's what he would do. He would be like, you're just a journalist. And didn't you try to get into the CIA, and you're sitting there telling me how bad the CIA is?
Man, boom, roast.
But the thing was, it's like he was asking Putin questions, and then Putin went into this fucking long diatribe on the history of Russia and how many times they've been invaded. It's like, we know that already. We understand the Warsaw Pact. We understand that you wanted to dismantle NATO. Answer these fucking questions now. That's what I came here for.
You know what I love, bro? You know what I love?
People in power don't answer questions, bro. They know how to dodge it. They know how to deflect.
Which, again, if Putin would have just answered those questions like, hey, this is why we invaded the Ukraine. This is why the Warsaw Pact was dismantled. This is why NATO started spreading not 1 inch to the west. Remember that? 1 inch to... Why didn't he just go off of that and the reasons why he felt threatened by Ukraine being a part of NATO?
Because he's smart. Because if he would have said what he wanted, he would be looked at like Trump.
He already is, though. He's looked at as a fucking psychopath.
You take this conversation seriously, Brandon?
Not at all.
No, he'd sound like Trump.
But I also don't know. What the fuck? You guys know more than I do, but I'm like,
I checked out at Warsaw Pact.
He's being
political. Look into that shit, yeah. I answered fucking... You know what hurts me about what you just said? I answered that honestly like an asshole. No, look into that.
No, I like that, though. I like that.
Google it.
I just love the fact that, like...
Pelkisha James.
Somehow in this life that, you know, we have a little podcast that has, like, 3,000 subscribers.
That's
and
good enough.
People will listen to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spew this diarrhea.
I'm sure when it gets to that part, a lot of them are in the car going... These guys have no idea what they're
talking about. These are all facts, unless there's some fucking liberal. Saglo did a fucking blinker fucking sound effect that cracked me the fuck up.
I thought they were in a horse and carriage, and that was a horse.
These guys. No, it's just being like, I just love picturing some dude driving to work being like, and you guys are being like, yeah, the wars are back, and he's going... These guys are fucking retarded.
Dude, that blinker sound fucking killed me. That was.
I am wrong so much on this podcast.
I'm wrong every time.
So much.
Wait, hold on. I still can't get over the blinker. Because you know how many times that's happened where I'd be listening to something and completely tune out and just hear my blinker's been on for the last 6 miles?
Yeah. Oh, shit, my hazard's on. Yeah.
The guy behind you is like, what the fuck is wrong with this retard? He's in the HOV lane. He's in the HOV lane with his left signal on.
The blinker's on.
He's left the blinker off for 7 miles on Route 80 going straight. fucking amazing.
I've had a lot of fun today. Brendan, where can everybody find you?
Brendan Sagalo on all socials and BrendanSagalo.com for my dates. I might be coming to your city. Knowing your fucking listeners. No, I'll be in Pottstown, PA. I'm going to be in Long Island. I'm going to be in...
You doing Governors?
I'm doing Governors for 2 nights. And then what else the fucking got? Emmaus, Pennsylvania, all that stuff. All on my website, BrendanSagalo.com. And I have a special coming out, so subscribe to my YouTube.
Another one.
Yeah, I got it. I'm doing... Well, I haven't put it out yet. I filmed it in December, but we... You
this
know.
Is what, number 3 for you?
Two. Doug?
Yeah. What? Oh, just follow me on Instagram at TheDougUrum. I post all the dates that I randomly get.
Yeah. It's a goddamn shame what they're doing to Doug.
I know, it
and
is.
It's because
it's
of... Who's they? Well, the industry.
Yeah.
The industry...
I'm not going to say what he is.
It has nothing to do with how...
He's a Jew.
If you were a Jew...
Yeah.
Are you Jewish?
What? No, of course not.
It would have...
You know, they told me when I got into this industry to reach for the stars of David.
Doug Uhrenstein.
Yes.
That's your going to... Or Uhrenberg.
Yes, it was shortened at... Ellis Island.
When you got circumcised when they shortened your penis.
Gio, where are you at, buddy?
You know, Instagram, Loyal. Gio Perez 86. Also, subscribe. Oh, this is going to be on gas, right?
Gio, everything is on
gas. It's on gas now, and then it'll be public later.
If you use promo code OTG14, you'll get 2 weeks free.
Wait.
Instead of the original 7.
When were we going to be told about this?
Yesterday. We got told yesterday on a podcast. But if you use OTG14, you'll get 2 weeks free of Gas Digital.
Yeah, fucking use that.
Use
that. We need money. I think we get like $9 every time someone uses that, right?
I think it's like $1.50.
A dollar.
But, you know.
Righteous books.
Yeah. Follow me at Derek Drescher and go to my Linktree and my Instagram. Subscribe to OTG on YouTube. And like Gio said, OTG14. All right. What are we going to close this thing
out? And once again, we are truly sorry about Robin. here at the podcast, we
apologize for the last five episodes.
If you apologize for my episode, I'm burning this place to the ground.
No. Okay.
That was one of the comments.
Really?
One of the comments we had two guests on the following week, and one of the comments was like, "Is Gio going to do a 2-minute apology about these guests now?"
Listen,
you got to fill me in on that story.
He said something to you though, right? I mean, you don't have to talk about this here.
I will talk
Derek
about it.
Derek threatened him.
You threatened Robbie?
He's like, so what do you want to do?
I get it.
So what do you want to do?
I'm the same fucking way. I'll tell you. You want to hear a story, and then we gotta get to that. Yes. But
you want
to
say
the other day?
You want to
hear Long Island?
Let's go.
You want to hear me, Long Island?
Let's do it on the behind the paywall.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Because
I gotta hear this.
What do you think of that, Nat? You got something to say?
No, I was just gonna make sure you actually sign off instead of just fading out like you always.
Yeah, Nat, Jorge, tell everybody where they can find you.
More natural.
Natalie DeChico edits on Instagram and watch Gas Digital now on the Gas Digital website.
But can we close with you threatening Robbie?
I mean, he said it, and then I feel like we'll just go right.
Robbie
we'll go right
told
into
me.
It.
Yeah, tease
I didn't
it.
Know,
tease
he
it.
Didn't even
pretend
tell
like this is
so
shock jock.
Robbie
radio.
Hears the apology.
Robbie tells me himself that he Derek gets... threatened him, and I laughed in his face. I felt so bad because we were in a green room.
You guys are fucking, you guys are hilarious, bro. I love you guys, man. You're so funny, dude.
He was genuinely upset about it. He's like, yeah, man.
Of
he
course.
Was like, what do you want to do?
I was and upset, I too. Laughing. That's why I did it. No one ever fucking thinks about me.
Yes. No one sees you.
Dude. All right, hold on.
No one hears you.
Nobody right. respects
we're
criminals.
We're out of here. Come to the paywall episode, and we'll
we're
talk about this
it.
On that. All right. Thank you. All right. Go pee real quick.